The Internal Revenue Service has announced tax relief for individuals and businesses in the entire state of Georgia that were affected by Hurricane Helene that began on September 24, 2024. These taxpayers now have until May 1, 2025, to file various federal individual and business tax returns and make tax payments. Following the disaster declaration issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, individuals and households that reside or have a business in all 159 counties qualify for tax relief. Affected taxpayers with returns and payments with due dates postponed until February 3, 2025, due to Hurricane Debbie in Georgia, GA 2024-07, will also now have until May 1, 2025, to file and/or pay. The declaration permits the IRS to postpone certain tax filing and tax payment deadlines for taxpayers who reside or have a business in the disaster area. For instance, certain deadlines falling on or after September 24, 2024, and before May 1, 2025, are granted additional time to file through May 1, 2025. As a result, affected individuals and businesses will have until May 1, 2025, to file returns and pay any taxes that were originally due during this period. The May 1, 2025, filing deadline applies to individuals and businesses that have a 2024 return normally due during March or April 2025. Individuals who had a valid extension to file their 2023 return due to run out on October 15, 2024. The IRS noted, however, that because tax payments related to these 2023 returns were due on April 15, 2024, those payments are not eligible for this relief. Calendar year corporations whose 2023 extensions run out on October 15, 2024. The May 1, 2025, deadline also applies to any payment normally due during this period, including the quarterly estimated tax payments due on September 16, 2024, and January 15, and April 15, 2025. The May 1, 2025, deadline also applies to the quarterly payroll and excise tax returns normally due on October 31, 2024, and January 31, 2025, and April 30, 2025. In addition, penalties on payroll and excise tax deposits due on or after September 24, 2024, and before October 9, 2024, will be abated as long as the tax deposits are made by October 9, 2024. If an affected taxpayer receives a late filing or late payment penalty notice from the IRS that has an original filing, payment or deposit due date that falls within the postponement period, the taxpayer should call the telephone number on the notice to have the IRS abate the penalty. The IRS automatically identifies taxpayers located in the covered disaster area and applies filing and payment relief. But affected taxpayers who reside or have a business located outside the covered disaster area should call the IRS disaster hotline at 866-562-5227 to request this tax relief. Tax preparers located in the disaster area with clients located outside the disaster area can choose to use the bulk requests from practitioners for disaster relief option, described on IRS.gov. Covered disaster area. The localities listed above constitutes a covered disaster area for purposes of TREES. Reg. Section 301.7508A1(d)(2), and are entitled to the relief detailed below. Affected taxpayers. Taxpayers considered to be affected taxpayers eligible for the postponement of time to file returns, pay taxes and perform other time-sensitive acts are those taxpayers listed in TREES. Reg. Section 301.7508A1(d)(1), and include individuals who live, and businesses, including tax-exempt organizations, whose principal place of business is located, in the covered disaster area. Taxpayers not in the covered disaster area, but whose records necessary to meet a deadline listed in TREES. Reg. Section 301.7508A1(c) are in the covered disaster area, are also entitled to relief. In addition, all relief workers affiliated with a recognized government or philanthropic organization assisting in the relief activities in the covered disaster area and any individual visiting the covered disaster area who was killed or injured as a result of the disaster are entitled to relief. Under Section 7508A, the IRS gives affected taxpayers until May 1, 2025, to file most tax returns, including individual, corporate, and estate and trust income tax returns, partnership returns, S-corporation returns, and trust returns, estate, gift, and generation skipping transfer tax returns, annual information returns of tax-exempt organizations, and employment and certain excise tax returns, that have either an original or extended due date occurring on or after September 24, 2024, and before May 1, 2025, are granted additional time to file through May 1, 2025. Affected taxpayers that have an estimated income tax payment originally due on or after September 24, 2024, are postponed through May 1, 2025, will not be subject to penalties for failure to pay estimated tax installments as long as such payments are paid on or before May 1, 2025. The IRS also gives affected taxpayers until May 1, 2025, to perform other time-sensitive actions described in TREAS. Reg. Section 301.7508A1, C. 1, and Reverend Proc. 2018-58, 2018-50 IRB 990, December 10, 2018, that are due to be performed on or after September 24, 2024, and before May 1, 2025, are granted additional time to file through May 1, 2025. This relief also includes the filing of Form 5500 series returns that were required to be filed on or after September 24, 2024, and before May 1, 2025, are postponed through May 1, 2025, in the manner described in Section 8 of Reverend Proc. 2018-58. The relief described in Section 17 of Reverend Proc. 2018-58, pertaining to like-kind exchanges of property, also applies to certain taxpayers who are not otherwise affected taxpayers and may include acts required to be performed before or after the period above. Unless an act is specifically listed in Reverend Proc. 2018-58, the postponement of time to file and pay does not apply to information returns in the W-2, 1094, 1095, 1097, 1098 or 1099 series, to Forms 1042-S, 3921, 3922 or 8027, or to employment and excise tax deposits. However, penalties on deposits due on or after September 24, 2024, and before October 9, 2024, will be abated as long as the tax deposits were made by October 9, 2024. Casualty losses. Affected taxpayers in a federally declared disaster area have the option of claiming disaster-related casualty losses on their federal income tax return for either the year in which the event occurred or the prior year. In this instance, the 2024 return normally filed next year, or the return for the prior year, the 2023 return filed this year. Taxpayers have extra time, up to 6 months after the due date of the taxpayer's federal income tax return for the disaster year, without regard to any extension of time to file, to make the election. See Publication 547 for details. Individuals may deduct personal property losses that are not covered by insurance or other reimbursements. For details, see Form 4684, Casualties and Thefts PDF and its instructions PDF. Affected taxpayers claiming the disaster loss on their return should put FEMA Disaster Declaration Number, FEMA 3616-M on any return. See Publication 547 for details. Other relief. The IRS will waive the usual fees and requests for copies of previously filed tax returns for affected taxpayers. Taxpayers should put the assigned FEMA declaration number, 3616-M, in bold letters at the top of Form 4506, Request for Copy of Tax Return PDF, or Form 4506-T, Request for Transcript of Tax Return PDF, as appropriate, and submit it to the IRS. Qualified disaster relief payments are generally excluded from gross income. This means that affected taxpayers can exclude from their gross income amounts received from a government agency for reasonable and necessary personal, family, living or funeral expenses, as well as for the repair or rehabilitation of their home, or for the repair or replacement of its contents. See Publication 525 for details. Additional relief may be available to affected taxpayers who participate in a retirement plan or individual retirement arrangement, IRA. For example, a taxpayer may be eligible to take a special disaster distribution that would not be subject to the additional 10% early distribution tax and allows the taxpayer to spread the income over 3 years. Taxpayers may also be eligible to make a hardship withdrawal. Each plan or IRA has specific rules and guidance for their participants to follow. The IRS may provide additional disaster relief in the future. Affected taxpayers who are contacted by the IRS on a collection or examination matter should explain how the disaster impacts them so that the IRS can provide appropriate consideration to their case. Taxpayers may download forms and publications from the official IRS website, irs.gov. Reminder about tax return preparation options. Eligible individuals or families can get free help preparing their tax return at Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE. Sites. To find the closest free tax help site, use the VITA Locator tool or call 800-906-9887. Note that normally, VITA sites cannot help claim disaster losses. To find an AARP tax aid site, use the AARP site locator tool or call 888-227-7669. Any individual or family whose adjusted gross income, AGI, was $79,000 or less in 2023 can use IRS Free Files guided tax software at no cost. There are products in English and Spanish. Another free file option is Free File Fillable Forms. These are electronic federal tax forms, equivalent to a paper 1040, and are designed for taxpayers who are comfortable filling out IRS tax forms. Anyone, regardless of income, can use this option. MilTax, a Department of Defense program, offers free return preparation software and electronic filing for federal tax returns and up to 3 state income tax returns. It's available for all military members and some veterans, with no income limit.